My name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 25th of July, 11:15 a.m. at 2009. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
Okay, my name is Mats Håkan Trovik. I was born on the 8th of September 1980 and I'm originally Swedish, but I live in London since 3 years back.
And what brought you over to London?
I wanted something different after uni, wanted to see the world, but I also wanted to start working, so I came here with the intent of finding a job.
And did you find a job here in London?
Initially I worked in Rickmansworth, which is not technically London, but I lived in London throughout that, and now I've found a job in London as well.
What do you do?
I'm a software engineer.
What does that mean exactly?
Computer programmer. Program for mobile phones.
Do you enjoy your work?
I do. I find it quite creative. It might sound a bit weird since it's a quite techie thing, but I find that I get to be creative in my work, and that's something I find important.
How did you hear about this project?
It was a friend of mine who had registered and said you should register too, and I thought, why not? It sounds like a fun project. I heard about it as well, now that I think about it. I knew that it was under consideration for the fourth plinth, but I hadn't heard that it was chosen. But then my friend said she'd applied for a position, so I did too.
And did she get a place?
Mm-mm, I was the lucky one.
And what is it that inspired you to apply?
I like the idea of many people coming together in this sort of big project and expressing themselves. I think it sort of represents, it gives an image of our time in a way. I don't know. I haven't been following the plinth very much, which I regret a bit now that I'm here. But I've been away on holidays and so on and so forth. But from what I've heard, many people have been standing, talking on phones and such. And I think that's basically a sign of our time. So there's nothing wrong with that.
What will you be doing on the plinth?
Well, hopefully, if everything goes well, I will make an inflatable sculpture in the shape of a hand. If it does not go well, I'm going to end up with a pile of bin bags and nothing to do for an hour. So I haven't got too high hopes. I'm afraid that things will blow away, or that they will be punctured or things like that. But I've always got a nice soundtrack to fall back on anyway. So
you've brought music with you, have you?
Yes, I brought some music. Yes.
And how exactly will you be making the sculpture?
I prepared most of it yesterday, so I got a total of 7 parts that I need to fill with air and tie up and make sure they don't leak, and then I'm going to tape and string them together to my best ability.
Is this something you've tried before?
No, it was something that struck me about 11 o'clock yesterday evening, and I've tried the parts out individually, but I haven't assembled them yet, so we'll see what happens.
So where did that idea come from?
My initial thoughts were that I wanted to do something quite big, because it is sort of the setting for a statue or some sort of big work. And I don't know, I wanted it to seem if I came with very little and ended up with something quite big. Now I got bigger bags than I intended, but So it looks like I'm bringing quite a lot of stuff. But anyway, if this works, I'm going to have a hand the size of myself, roughly. And the size of it was the whole idea.
And what do you think you'll do with it afterwards?
I'll bring it down and probably chuck it in another bin bag. It's nothing I'm going to keep.
So would you say you're quite a creative person?
Yes and no. I'm also a lazy person, so I do have a creative side. I like doing things, making things, building things. I'm interested in mechanical art, electronic art, and but I talk a lot more than I actually do. I have so many half-finished projects at home that it's crazy.
And where did your interest in this kind of art come from?
Good question. I think it started with studying arts in school and such. I felt I liked art, but the the specialization, mechanical and electronic stuff, happened after coming to London, and especially there's a museum, there was a museum called the Kinetica Museum that inspired me a lot. And there are many exhibitions of this kind, and I think it's also a sign of our time, actually, to be honest. So in a way, my sculpture is maybe a little bit kinetic, because it's I intend to move it, but it's not rigid, so I don't know if that, oh, I don't know. I'll stop there.
And you've mentioned this, a sign of the times. What do you think is the sign of the times? What is it about what you've seen?
Well, I think that kind of captures this artwork on the plinth. I don't know if I can describe what the sign of the time is, but it's sort of a documentation of the current, I think. And I find that very interesting.
You mentioned earlier that you find creativity in your work. How do you relate the creative side to your work?
It's basically, in my work I get challenged with a problem and I have to find the solution. It may apply to all kinds of work, perhaps, but I find that this requires special thinking. Oh, this sounds rubbish. I don't know. I find it creative because I work in the same way as I do when I do things with my hands or when I build things, or that I sort of have intensive bursts where I'm very productive, and then long time of thinking and being pulled, and then back again. So it's I think that it's a similar process of work for me that makes me find it creative.
Have you participated in arts projects or events before?
I am a musician. I play the drums, so I've done quite a lot of musical performances semi-professionally as a drummer in the central band of the Royal Swedish Army, but also in different kind of bands and constellations, and I have taken part in some form of exhibition, but that was a long time ago when it comes to other forms of art. But no, I'm generally not. I haven't been exhibited, but I have performed, as in performed music mainly.
How do you get into drumming?
In Sweden, there at least when I was grew up, there was an initiative to sort of get all children playing music. So we had every town had a music school, and when you were at the age of 9, you got to go on a day where you got to try out all the different instruments, and I found the drums. And I think that's how it started. It was actually a very good thing. Many, many people I know, I've gotten to know through music. And I usually say that music has saved me from the horrible world of sports. And I'm quite happy playing the drums. And sometimes I think maybe I should have picked up another melodic instrument as well. I play a little guitar, I play a little piano, but nothing very well. So I don't know where I'm going with this. But yeah, no, from back home, from the age of 9, I started playing and I got hooked, I guess. And gradually it went from just practicing into more social interaction, playing with my friends, starting my own bands and such. And it has a great impact on my life.
So are you in a band at the moment, did you say?
I haven't said, but I sort of am trying to form one a bit. I have a friend and we're jamming together, but I have a problem now in that I live in a flat, so I can't really play the drums. I used to have an electronic drum kit that I borrowed off a friend of mine, but then he decided to move back to South Africa and ship it there. So now I'm drumless. So sooner or later, I think I will buy an electronic drum kit, because that way I can play and hear it in headphones. I won't disturb my neighbors, and it works well for the kind of jam sessions. I had my friend who plays the acoustic guitar as well.
And you mentioned some work that you did in a band back in Sweden. Was it a military?
Oh yes, in Sweden, at least. Oh, this is a long time ago now, almost 10 years. It was. I think it still is mandatory for the male population to do military service, although due to financial cutbacks, fewer people are doing it now than I did it. And as part of the recruitment process, you can say that you want to apply for a position in one of the military bands. And this was sort of something that was going on in the youth orchestras that I used to play in, that people would aim for getting into the military orchestras and things like that. So with that in mind, I asked to apply, and I got in to the Central Band of the Royal Swedish Army in 2000. And yeah, it was 10 months of intense playing, and it kept me off playing drums for more or less 4 years. I don't think I'm made for doing it professionally, and not, at least not on that kind of ordered basis where you actually have no choice. You're not involved in making the decision of what to play and when to play. It's any time of the day. Yeah. It was an interesting part of my life.
Overall, would you say that was a good experience for you to go through?
I'm not completely sure about that. From a musical point of view, I think that I may have developed a bit, but I was also not 100% happy in the army. So I wouldn't say I was depressed. That's going too far, but I wasn't happy, and I was quite happy till the end. Looking back at it, it was an amazing experience. So, and I think, maybe I have grown from it, yeah.
How would you compare the 3 years you've had here to the life you had in Sweden before?
Well, I've never worked as a professional in Sweden. I've only ever gone to school, done my military service, and studied. So there's a study at the university. So there's a big difference that I am a working professional now. And the main difference, and the reason I'm still here, is that I find it exciting with all the things that are going on, and I can attend events, I can go to talks, I can go to gigs to a much larger extent than I could have in Sweden. But having said that as well, I think that London is probably a town that I will at some point grow out of and leave. I don't think I'm going to stay for the rest of my life, especially if it comes to stuff like having children and family. I don't think this is where I want to raise my children.
Do you have any ideas of where you might like to go from London?
It's a very difficult question. I went to Sweden just a week ago for holidays, and it was the exact right time of year, you know, midsummer, and warm and sunny and beautiful weather, swimming, all that, all the things that I reminisce about when I'm here and I'm homesick. So that made me even more homesick, of course, but I know for a fact that in November, December, March, you know, these months when it's sort of between cold and warm and sluggy and rainy and wet, I wouldn't like it as much. So I don't know. I don't think I will go back to Sweden. I'm not going to rule it out. It's very possible. I've thought about Denmark. I've thought about the Netherlands. I thought about Berlin, really, really like Berlin, but I think it has a similar kind of opportunity as London. There's lots going on, and when I'm looking for something else, maybe Berlin is not the place I want to go. Don't know, I have to find out.
Going back to the plinth, do you have any expectations about what it will be like to be up there?
No, I am, my greatest fear is that I'm just going to fail completely with this construction of mine and do it quite early, so after 5 minutes have passed I have no means of completing my work of art, so to speak, meaning that I have 55 minutes of a silly soundtrack and nothing to do. I mean, I've told many people that I'm doing this, so I think that many people will show up. So far I've seen one of them. And in that case, I might chat with them. What do I know? But it would feel disappointing to not succeed. So, okay, what's the question for my expectations or my anticipation?
Expectations.
Okay. Yeah. Expectation is probably failure.
What soundtrack have you got with you?
I found this. Oh, I knew I should have made a note. Made a note of this. It's an Italian composer who wrote film music in the 60s. His most famous work is Mana Mana, that was made famous by the Muppets. And in addition to that, he's made soundtracks for different spaghetti westerns, gangster films, soft porn, stuff like that. And I just started listening to this the other day. I thought this is hilarious. So I made a little selection, and whether or not it suits what I'm doing, I'm not so sure. But it seemed right at the time, which was 3:30 in the morning today. So extensive preparation, isn't it?
Who would you say that you're doing this for?
Well, it must be myself. I haven't thought about it as doing it for someone. I actually don't really see it as if I'm doing it for myself as well. It's more just by chance that I was selected. I thought I was entering my name into a big lottery that would never ever happen. Oops, I seem to have won the lottery. What do I do? Do I turn it down? No, of course not. So I'm going to have to do something. And as the time comes closer, it grows bigger, but at the same time I have nothing to lose, so I have nothing, I don't know, I can just, I'm, if I fail, I'll quickly be forgotten, I think. If I do something that's nice, and maybe someone will remember it, and that would be nice, I guess. So the person who remembers the big bin bag floating wobbly hand on the plinth is maybe who I'm doing it for.
So who is you today?
So far my girlfriend. And I've invited, I don't know, also decided last minute, okay, I'm going to tell people I'm doing this. I sent lots of emails to people at work, people, all my friends. Many of them have said they're coming, but I'm also getting cancellation messages that they're not coming. So I really don't know. But yeah, hopefully friends.
Have you got a family at home that might be watching online?
They will, yes. That's exactly the case.
And what have people's reactions been when you've told them what you're doing?
I haven't told them what I'm doing. For starters, because I didn't know. I figured it out last night. When I've told them that I'm going on the plinth, they've been excited and they told me they're going to come. And many, many people joke about throwing tomatoes, throwing eggs, throwing lettuce, I don't know. And maybe that would be a great piece of art as well. Let's hope they do that.
To help us get an idea of the people who are taking part in the project, we're asking everyone what are the things that are important to you in life at the moment. Would you mind telling us?
It's a difficult question. I don't know. I wouldn't mind telling you, but it's not, I can't formulate it in a good way. I think that there's a lack of respect in some ways in our current society. There's lots of ignorance going on when it comes to not knowing other societies and assuming that what you're doing in your society is right. And I don't know, these ideas of war on terror and spreading of democracy. I'm not so sure that these terms are actually as accurate as they should be. So I think that when it comes to international politics, a lot is to be learned, and I hope that this is really high flying, but I think that's an important issue I'm interested in. I hope that things are going the right direction. And there was something else I was going to say. I hope, I don't know what's important to me. This is crazy. I'm answering in such a generic way. Respect and enjoying life is important to me. Cut out that whole politics stuff. I mean, it's important as well, but it's not what I'm focusing mainly on right now, I guess. I don't know. Oh.
What would you say you are focusing on mainly right now?
Stage fright. No, cooling my nerves. I don't know. It's going to be good fun.
And how would you summarise your experience of the project since you first applied and to this moment now before going up?
Oh, there's been very little interaction between me and the project. As I said, I haven't been watching properly because I've been doing other things. So, I've been very nicely treated, everything has been smooth and stuff like that. I wish I'd watched a bit more in advance, but on the other hand, what was I going to find? Maybe another person doing the same thing, meaning that I I shouldn't have made the effort of making a big bin bag hand yesterday. But yeah, we'll see.
And will you watch after today?
Possibly, I'm not sure. I think that I'm hoping that this will somehow be summarized. Can't spend 24/7 watching people. And after yesterday night, while I was working on my thing and looking at what was going on, there was this beautiful Chinese dancer that was amazing. I might tune in a bit more, but I wouldn't say that I'm going to be glued to the stream.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.